Broadcasting live from Chemeketa Community College, it's the Holiday Potluck Show with A Song in My Heart, starring Gary Roloffs, Ron Hewlett, Terry Johansson, Larry Roach, Bernie Knob, and the Chemeketones Orchestra, with special guests Ray Phipps, Jerry Berger, and the Emeritus Group, and yours truly, Jim Blodgett, announcing. This special radio broadcast is brought to you by the Holiday Potluck Committee, whose chair and co-chair this year are Mary Lucas and Linda Maupin, who invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's Kathy White, guest conducting the Holiday Potluck Not Quite Ready for Primetime Little Big Band, with a rousing number called The Christmas Fugue.
And here comes the piano player.
Gentlemen, you're listening to KAZU, the Kazoo Network. And now it's time for a very special guest. I'd like to introduce the president of Chemeketa Community College, Mr. Jerry Berger.
Mary, I think I'm going to borrow you whenever I give speeches to run back and forth. One more time. Go ahead. No, no. That side, yeah. It's my privilege to ask our emeritus faculty and staff to please stand. I know you're throughout the audience. Please stand. And let's give them a big round of applause. I would also like to greet all of the new staff. I'm not going to have you stand, but every year I'm completely amazed at what the potluck committee puts together and the special time this is. So let's give a big hand to all the new staff and their new experience. And with all the speakers we have, I'll make my remarks brief. I hope all of you have the opportunity to get some time away, to enjoy family and friends, and just have a wonderful holiday season. And best of luck to all of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry. And now, here's an important message from Tom Nelson. Is Tom Nelson here?
Hello.
It works.
Like a tie? This is the time of year that we think it's real special. And something that we're doing at the TED Center and something that the Salary Exempt Association has taken on this year is to adopt a few families in the Even Start program. And I wanted to remind you that there's still time to get your gifts in. And I wanted to read to you again, for those of you that aren't part of either one of those groups, if you would like to take part in this, please see Wendy Phillips or me or Virginia at the Even Start program. Family one consists of a couple with an active, inquisitive two-year-old. He keeps his toddler room teachers on their toes with while he does all the things a growing, learning two-year-old should be doing. His mother has to struggle with a chronic illness, which recently sent her to the hospital. Despite this, she's one of the best attenders and most willing volunteers. His father has caught the education bug from his wife and is doing home study to get his GED too. This while working two low-paying jobs to help pay off medical bills. Family two consists of a Vietnamese couple with four children. There's a first grader at Hayesville Elementary doing well at school, a kindergartner, and a couple of other preschoolers in the center, and they love to play with dolls and do craft activities. The parents are working hard at improving their English skills at home. The family speaks mostly Chinese. The boys, however, are quite fluent in English, and the girls are picking it up fast. Father works at a near minimum wage job and are struggling to make ends meet. He recently used up all his available sick pay while caring for his family when they had a bout with the flu. The children's mother has had to leave her GED studies for a few months while working a temporary job to relieve financial pressures, and we're expecting her back next term. This is just an example of some of the families that we are working with through the Even Start program. And I think it's a special time of the year that we can take our children, in many cases, and go and do a little shopping for some people that will really appreciate it. And so I'd like for you to dig down deep and try to take that opportunity. If you want to know more about the children, if you want to, some of you already have the list and some of their needs, but if you want to know more about them, please call Wendy Phillips or Becky Gamble in my office at 3231, and we can tell you a little bit more about how you can buy some gifts and make this a special Christmas for these folks. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Coming up next is our holiday giveaway. But first, here's Ron Hewlett with another important message.
Thank you, Jim. We'd like to extend a special thank you to the sponsors of yesterday's Eggnog Social. So let's hear it for the fine folks at Northwest Hospitality, Auxiliary Services, C-Copy Plus, and the bookstore.
Yes, that means it's time for the holiday giveaway. All week long, people have been buying tickets for today's drawing. We have 12 great prizes to give away. Larry, tell us something about our first prize.
Thank you, Jim. Our first prize package today is music. That's right. It's a 3-CD volume of medieval, baroque, and Renaissance Christmas music by the Boston Camerate. Joel Cohen, director. It's With a Joyful Voice. Generously provided by Mark Turpin and Glenn and Cheryl Longshore. But that's not all. To provide the perfect frame of mind for that perfect evening of music, it's wine. From Serendipity Cellars, Jim, this evening will be fabulous.
Gee, that sounds great, Larry. Our winners can pick up this fabulous prize right after the program. We have a very special guest picking the winning names for us today. What could be more appropriate for the holiday giveaway than getting the jolly old elf himself, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the North Pole, Santa Claus? And the winner, Terry Horn. Congratulations, Terry. Our next prize is a limousine ride. Tell us about it, Larry.
That's right, Jim. It's a 4-hour limousine tour of local wineries generously provided by Bill Lyle of 5-Star Limousine. Your driver will be none other than Chuck Lucas. Yes, a relaxing limousine winery tour. Jim, this day will be fabulous.
And the winner, oh my, Becky Gamble. You can pick up the prize, remember, at the end of the show. What have you got next for us, Larry?
Jim, it's a $20 gift certificate for dinner at El Presidente Restaurant, graciously provided by El Presidente Restaurant. Jim, this dinner will be fabulous.
And the winner is Sharon Gibbons. And the last prize in this round of the holiday giveaways
Jim,
is...
the last prize in this round is 2 Blazer tickets, most generously donated by Ellen Levine and her husband Rick. Yes, Jim, a night to support your Blazers. Jim, this game will be fabulous.
Sterile Bolin. We have more prizes to give away later in the program, so stay tuned. Thank you. fabulous. Let's hear once again from Bernie Knob and the Chemeca Tones, this time joined by our special guest singer, Ray Phipps. He'll be singing the theme for today with A Song in Our Heart, which is a song by Rodgers and Hart from the 1929 musical Spring Is Here. Take it away, Ray.
Song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens the portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart. Sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart.
Thank you, Ray. That was just beautiful. We'll be right back with another holiday giveaway right after these important messages.
Today's holiday potluck is made possible by generous donations from the many college associations. We'd like to thank the classified, faculty, and exempt associations, the president's office, part-time faculty association, and again, Northwest Hospitality. We'd also like to thank you, the audience, for participation in purchasing raffle tickets, and a very special thank you to all of you who brought food to the potluck. This year's spread was terrific, wasn't it? All right.
Thanks, Ron. Yes, it's once again time for the holiday giveaway. What are we giving away this time, Larry?
Jim, our first prize for this round is a large plant donated by the Chemeketa Greenhouse Program. A large plant for your office or home. But wait, there's more. To go with your large plant, it's two tickets to the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater donated by the Associated Students of Chemeketa Community College. Jim, this prize is fabulous!
We both agree. It's Kelly Hardman. Congratulations. Our next prize is something very special. Tell us about it, Larry.
Jim, our next prize in this round is a spectacular hand-carved wooden box crafted by Mike Morgan's own little hands. Sorry. But wait, there's more. To go in that box are 10 silver dollars. They're donated by Jerry Vasello. Jim, this prize is fabulous!
Oh, geez, can't you folks write better than this?
Karen
Kinkelberg. Holding ticket number 813571. We're pretty sure it's Karen Kimball. Is that right? Yay, we have a winner! And what do you have next for us, Larry?
Jim, this is really something. It's buffet dinners for four at Spirit Mountain Casino. These dinners are generously provided by the Spirit Mountain Casino. Yes, Jim, dinner for four at the casino. Jim, these dinners are fabulous!
Mark Young. The last prize in this round of holiday giveaways is...
Jim, this is really special. It's a wall hanging! Yes, Jim, a beautiful wall hanging made and contributed by Linda Maupin with the theme of this gala event, With a Song in My Heart. But wait, there's more. To increase your enjoyment of this beautiful addition to your home, you get wine from Vicki Weddle of Amity Vineyards. Jim, this prize is fabulous!
We have a double winner. The winner again is Terry Horn. We'll have more prizes to give away later in the program, so stay tuned. And now for something completely different. The Chemeketa Radio Players present a Listener's Digest Condensed Classic, Charles Dickens' immortal tale, A Christmas Carol. This afternoon, we'll be doing Stave 1, Marley's Ghost. Brought to you by Lumberjack Coffee, the Northwest Premium Coffee. When you're looking for a way to clear away those cobwebs, try a little Lumberjack. Look for the flannel on the can. Lumberjack coffee.
Cuppa, 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 cuppa. Timber! Let's have that coffee!
And now, Stave 1, Marley's Ghost. Ooh.
Marley was dead.
to begin with, as a doornail. As a doornail, he was dead. Bob Cratchit was trying to stay warm in the counting house, hovering over a candle. Scrooge, a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, was busy in his counting house. Enter the nephew.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle. God save you.
Bah, humbug.
Christmas, a humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I'm sure.
I do. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Exit nephew. Enter two portly gentlemen representing a charity and asking for some...
slight provision for the poor and destitute.
Are there no prisons?
Oh, plenty of prisons.
And union workhouses, are they still in operation?
They are still. I wish I could say they were not.
And the treadmill and the poor law are still in full vigor?
Both very busy, sir.
I don't make merry myself at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. I help support the establishments I have mentioned. They cost enough, and those who are badly off must go there.
Many who go there, and many would rather die.
If they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Exit, gentlemen. Closing time, and Cratchit asks for the day off.
If quite convenient, sir.
Sir? It is not convenient.
It's only once a year.
A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
Exit, Bob Cratchit. Scrooge goes home, puts his key in the lock, and watches the knocker fade from knocker to Marley's face like a bad lobster in a dark cellar to knocker again. And after dinner, gruel, he watches the titles above the stove transform into Marley's face.
Who are you?
In life, I was your partner, Bob... Jacob Marley.
An undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of underdone potato. There's more of the gravy than the grave about you.
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men, that if the spirit goes not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death.
Cut to the chase, Marley.
Okay. Expect three spirits. 1 o'clock, three nights in a row.
Exit, Marley. Scrooge goes to the window and sees a host of ghosts moaning all in chains. The misery... the misery with them all was clearly that they sought to interfere for good in human matters and had lost the power forever, and so to bed.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow night to hear the continuing story of A Christmas Carol starring Bernie Knobb, Ray Phipps, Larry Roach, and Gary Roloffs as Scrooge. Bernie and the Chemeketones have another number for us. This time, it's their rendition of Winter Wonderland. Take it away, Bernie.
is Mike Wolf here? Mike? Mike Wolf will announce this year's Safety Saves winner. Take it away, Mike.
Okay, those of you that are familiar with Safety Saves, it is a mechanism we have in place to encourage all employees on Chemeketa to submit any potential hazard or hazard that they find on campus. This year we had 69 Safety Saves submissions, and they're all in this bucket. And where's our expert drawer at? That way nobody can blame me. Paul Wilson. Paul receives a check for $100 for the winner, and that can be submitted to Phil Barth at the business office.
Thanks, Mike. Well, you know what that means by now. It's a time for another holiday giveaway. What have you got in store for us this time, Larry?
Jim, this is exciting. Yes, it's 4 rounds of golf, and it's generously donated by Creekside Golf Course. Yes, Jim, 4 rounds of golf with a cart at Creekside Golf Course. Jim, this golf will be fabulous!
Mary Golobach. Our next prize is... Well, why don't you tell us about it, Larry?
Well, Jim, this is something everybody needs. Jim, it's groceries! Generously donated by Phil Fry of Fry's Thriftway. Yes, it's some yummy groceries. Jim, these groceries are fabulous.
And the winner is Pam Summer. What have you got next for us, Larry?
Well, Jim, this will be an evening to remember. Yes, it's tickets to the Chemeketa Winter Series. You'll hear either Jessica Williams Trio or the John Stowell Group featuring David Friesen. This evening is generously donated by Bernie Knob. But wait, there's more. To make this complete evening, there's also a $12 gift certificate for dinner at Chinatown Restaurant. Generously donated by the people of the same name. Jim, this evening will be fabulous!
Susie Adair. And the final prize of the holiday giveaway is...
Jim, we've really, truly saved the best for last. Jim, it's 2 tickets to the Pentacle Theater. Yes, Jim, 2 tickets to Salem's finest cultural entertainment, the Pentacle Theater, donated through the incredible generosity of the Pentacle Theater. And might I suggest the performance of On Golden Pond, February 21st through March 15th? But, Jim, that's not all. This prize also includes dinner at the India Palace Restaurant, donated by the India Palace Restaurant. Think of it, Jim. You and your loved one, dinner at the India Palace, and a night at the Pentacle Theater. Oh, Jim, this evening will be fabulous!
It's blank!
However, the winning number in Salem, everyone look, 813989. 813989. Okay, we're drawing again. Last chance. 813989.
Gun.
Carol Ottaway from the Dallas Center. Let's thank our prize-winning drawer. Well, congratulations to all our winners, and thanks again to all of you for supporting this year's Holiday Potluck by purchasing those raffle tickets. We're going to close out today's show with an old-fashioned sing-along. Here is Terry Johansson and the Chemeca Tones leading us in Deck the Halls, the Hanukkah Song, and Jingle Bells. Take it away, Terry.
Okay. On your tables, you have the words to these songs, although we're not singing them in the order that they are in your little folder. So we're going to start out with Deck the Halls, then the Hanukkah Song, and Jingle Bells. You know, lots of people up here have been really working hard this afternoon. Now this time, you guys are going to work hard. You may have noticed on your tables in front of you somewhere, there are some kazoos. Oh, you gotta blow in and hum into the wide end, and then the music comes up. Let's hear a little kazoo practice. Oh, very good, very good. Okay. Now, somewhere in the front of you, there also ought to be some bells and other kinds of noise makers. So we want to have a lot of audience participation. Okay. Okay. We're going to go through each song two times. The first time, instrumental accompanied by, and the second time we'll all try and sing along, okay? And then on the last one, we're going to have a little contest to see if you guys are awake. Okay. Deck the Halls first. Everybody have their page?
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay.
Instrumental first, then singing. Let's take it away, Chemeca Tones. Of lazy people over there. So let's have a little more bells and singing from this side. Now, next, we are going to do the Hanukkah song. And I have to be very clear that we're just learning the words to the Hanukkah song, although the music is very familiar. So is there anybody who really, really knows the Hanukkah song well? Do you know the words, Ellen? Would you come up and join us? No? Yeah, come on. Rick knew what was coming and snuck out. Well, you'll help from over there. Okay. Chemeketones, away we go. Have a little competition. I went last night to a conference in Portland and got motivated about a little audience participation competition. So why don't we do it all together the first round, and then on the second round, from the emeritus table back is team number one, and all the tables on this side are team number two. And so when I yell one, the ones play and sing, and when I yell two, the twos play and sing, and all of our group up here will determine which side is the most jolly. Okay, all together the first time through, then we'll do the competition. Ready? Chemeketones. No, this is Jingle Bells.
Oh, Jingle.
We did Deck the Halls, Ron. You might have missed it.
When? When?
Declare you all winners because everybody was participating, and so
it was.
Y'all get candy canes.
Y'all get candy canes, right?
Are we done now?
This was the end of our sing-along, unless y'all like to do Jingle Bells one more round. We got a one more round request.
One more Jingle Bell.
One more
Jingle Bell.
Okay.
Pick it up.
We're ready.
Two.
Is everybody ready? In one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, make your spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Thank you, Terry. That was truly fantastic. No, the word is fabulous. Well, thank you all for joining us. And before we go, I'd like to extend a very special thank you to all the people who worked so hard to bring you this year's Holiday Potluck, including the Holiday Potluck Committee, the wonderful folks in facilities, Media Technical and Graphics Services, and Northwest Hospitalities. Until next year at the same time, this is your announcer, Jim Blodgett, wishing you the happiest of holidays and inviting you, wherever you happen to be, to carry with you a song in your heart. One, two.